Your ass old, man. Just accept it. With your Biggie shirt. You just old,
you,
bro.
You 2 years older than I am.
All right, man. Then in hip hop. Got another album review, Vince Staples, Summertime 06. But before we get into that, make sure you go check out all of our one-on-one reviews. I got a couple joints with Ken, with BZ, more coming. We're gonna get Mike in them joints, so make sure you check those out. You ain't gonna do it?
When did I say that? How you not invite somebody to the party to act like they was coming anyway?
Yeah, we doing it.
Right, sneak this out.
And we gonna get Rod in that in front of that camera too, man. So y'all gonna get a lot of one-on-one reviews. Also, make sure that if you support Vince Staples, go ahead and download the album right here with this link that we got here for you. And if you want to support Den & Hip Hop, man, make sure you go cop a t-shirt off of denandhiphop.com, and that link is also in the description below. So, Vince Staples, Summertime 06. This is Vince's debut album on Def Jam. No ID sign. No. Yo, I think Def Jam made the right move with signing or giving all of this power to No ID. You know what I'm saying? Because I think that he's actually picking up a lot of dope hip hop artists. This right here is one of the best projects I've heard so far in 2015. The way he opened it up, what
Ramon. Why didn't you go top five then?
Because so I'll address it, because I didn't dive into it before we did our top five. I didn't. I said I skimmed through it. You know what I'm saying? But I didn't dive into it. But nah, the way he opened it up with Ramona Park Legend, like just that little instrumental, I was like, okay, well, what is this? You know? But then he got right into it with Lift Me Up, North North. The thing that I took away from this project was how West Coast it was, but it was like gritty, dark West Coast. And you know, a lot of times, like that New York gritty sound is like prototypical. And I didn't grow up on West Coast hip hop like that. Like MCA, I didn't grow up on MCA. So you know, that prototypical East Coast sound, like you know it when you hear it. So when I heard this, I'm like, wow, like this is like that gritty West Coast, because it had like this album bumps in the whip, man. Like I was surprised. I was really surprised. Like, especially like my favorite joint on the first this Senorita with Future. Like, to me, yo, Future been killing some features lately. You know what I'm saying? And I love like that you look, you, man, I bump in the whip. So I love that trap inspired shit. And Future's like hook with that, and the way Vince was able to just, you know, say ride that beat. I heard a story, or I saw Logic tell a story about how No ID likes to produce. Like, he'll give you like a piece of the beat and say write to this, and then he'll create the beat, you know what I'm saying, with what you did with that flow. You know what I'm saying? So it's mutually creative. It's not like I just created this out of thin air, then you just came in. Like, we're actually working with each other. So I thought that that's dope. And I feel like on a lot of this, you hear that. 3230 was dope, man. CNB was dope. Get Paid. Like this whole album, there was only one song.
Hold on, what was that?
I think it was Loco. Yeah, Loco is the only one that I was like, okay, I'm not. Out of 20 something odd tracks, I would only take off one. Shit's dope as fuck, man. Shit's dope as fuck. And Clams Casino, shout out to Clams, because his production on this shit was crazy too.
Is this gangster rap? Would we call this gangster rap?
I have
rap?
Old as shit right now.
No.
Is it what they call this gangster rap?
No.
What kind of rap is it?
Because a lot of people are describing it as gangster rap, West Coast really gangster rap, and that's why I'm asking. I wouldn't just call this gangster rap.
I don't know, because like I didn't grow up on that. Like I saw what was happening, but I didn't grow up with the music like that.
The NWA and all that.
Yeah, I didn't really grow up like that. So when I hear this, like this is gangster West Coast. Rap? Yeah.
You know, there was definitely a lot of hype around this album, surrounding this album, man. You know, I was listening to it, and you know, I had a little intro, and then you know, he came with Lift Me Up, and I was like, oh shit, you know, then snapping on this shit. Then it went to North North. And Birds and the Bees were okay, and then it kind of shifted a little bit, but then it went to Dope Man, and I like what he did with that. Senorita, I fuck with that, but there's something about this album for me that seems to be missing. Like, and I think let me say this, I do think it's a good project. I do like what Vince did. Basically, they always say that your first album writes itself. He's talking about, you know, his experience in 2006, growing up in Long Beach, California. He's basically rapping about that summer, and he broke it up into, of course, you know, two parts. And I thought it was particularly interesting, you know, some of the stories and stuff he was telling and about how, you know, it was growing up, you know, in that community. As far as, you know, like, just the overall feel of the project, it didn't really quite connect for me. And I was like, man, I think I'm missing something when I'm listening to this. Like, there's the idea behind what he was trying to do, well, what he did was good, but I just couldn't embrace it fully. So, but I will say this. I watched the video for Senorita, and have any of you guys seen the video? It's a bunch of people behind the guy. The guy's walking with, I guess, is a Bible, and he's, you know, he's doing the hook, and then there's like 10 or so people walking behind him, and slowly they're getting shot and they fall down. And Vince comes out of the house, and he's walking around, and there's like all of these different things, these you know, vices that are around him, and just kind of showing like what it's like for him. I took it growing up in that area, maybe more people, and all of his friends are just being shot one by one, and the only person that was left was the guy holding the Bible, whatever it was, right? And then it slowly pans back to a white family sitting on the bench behind, you know, this screen glass, just watching this from safety. And that kind of fucked with me for a minute, and it kind of really pissed me off, because I was like, man, you know, I started to really think about this album and what he was doing about this album, what he was saying about this album, and just how Vince himself was basically, I guess, alluding to the fact that they're kind of flawed, and, you know, they're growing up in this environment, and they're really trying to get out of this environment, but it's hard for them to get out of this environment because of the situations that they were put into. And they're kind of like stuck in this whole like bubble of, and the people on the outside only care when something happens. But for them, they're still in the safety of their home watching it from television, and they don't really care about the community themselves. And it was like, it really messed with me, because you think about all the people, white people, black people, whatever, people that's well off, don't really care about this community. And these people are sitting around here, you know, just trying to survive and get out and live. So that was really, really interesting, and kind of painted the album in a different light for me. But overall, I still think that even when you get to the second part of the album, like some of the songs and some of the things they were doing didn't really kind of really connect for me. But I still think with that video and listening to this album and him breaking it up into two pieces, and then Summertime when he's trying to get with this girl, but he don't know how to get with this girl because of, you know, the streets, and nobody really taught him that. So then I think in the second part, I think that's when he made his choice to really go out in the streets or whatever, I guess. But overall, man, I think that what he was doing, I think that the feeling that he was trying to convey, the imagery that he's doing with the videos, I think come across really, really well. But I think for me as an overall project, when I listen to it, while I don't think it's a necessarily bad project, there's something about it that's not connecting with me. Especially when it goes into the second part, into the dope, the second disc, and it's just not coming together.
Because you're too old.
Too old to understand. What do you mean?
I think this is a young person's album. Just like he was saying that this is a young generation's gangster rap.
Mm-hmm.
I think that might be. I don't think you're missing anything as far as like the sound of the album. It just didn't connect for you. But when I listen to this, I think this is definitely something more for younger kids.
It's a different struggle.
It's not a different struggle. It's the same struggle. Yeah. The struggle hasn't changed. It's just the way people convey the struggle has changed. The way people talk about the struggle has changed. Like, we were more graphic when we were younger. When the music was more graphic when we were younger, it was more, you know. But now it's just, they just talk about what's happening.
More narrative based, you know,
yeah.
More topical, yeah.
Huh. I don't think you're missing anything. I just think, cool. Yo, ass old, man. Just accept me. With your Biggie shirt. You just old,
you,
bro.
You 2 years younger than I am.
I'm in agreement. I'm pretty much in agreement with Ken. As much as I do like, you know, where Vince Staples is going with this album and what, you know, I'm talking about his experience in Summertime 06 and how pretty much like the summer that changed him, I guess, forever as a young man going into a man. I think for me, not only just, and Ben Staples is not like a horrible MC, but over these beats was just like flat to me. Like a lot of the production here was just like,
yeah. You feel so that way about that?
Oh.
Blah?
Hey, I wanna hear what you're going with this.
I mean,
he hasn't got to X yet. Let him X.
Yeah, because you know, Lift Me Up was cool. Nerf was cool. Birds and Bees was cool, but then it got to Loka. After that, it pretty much until Senorita. Senorita picked up for me. I actually enjoyed that track a lot. But yeah, just to let me know the joint with what's her name again? Her. It was. I didn't like that. I don't know, man. It seemed like the production. If you're gonna go over this type of production, at least be a little bit more interesting MC to catch me. You know, as far as catching my ear. Ooh. But I do appreciate what Ben Staples was doing with his album. I'm like, Ken, it's like, I listened to it like 7 to 8 times. Like, am I missing something with this album? But it just.
B, I'm starting to agree with the fans, man. Your ass don't like shit.
Like, let me know with Janae, how is that whack? Like, both of them rhyming those first two verses together, and like what they were saying could have been taken from the male or female's perspective.
I get that, but it's just, the way it was delivered, it was just like.
I only like that song because it rolled into Dope Man.
Dope Man was cool. Senorita in the first three songs. Yeah, and
nope.
Then I get to the second disc. Yeah, the second disc actually seemed a lot worse than the first disc.
Damn, man.
Street
Punks wasn't dope.
Oh yeah.
CMB.
These songs, they wasn't like whack. It just didn't like.
It didn't connect with you.
I couldn't vibe with it. It didn't connect with me at all. I'm just like, all right, yeah. Like every time I got finished listening to it, it was like I didn't love it or I didn't hate it. It was just kind of
like whatever. I'll take it or leave it.
I'll take it or leave it type of situation. Because like I said, Vince Staples is not a terrible MC. He showed some signs. It was really creative. It didn't grab me like that. I missed it. I listened to it enough. I don't know. Is it gonna take the 15th time for me to get it? But I don't know. But the 7 to 8 times I listened to this, it just didn't. I really tried to find something that I was just like, okay, this album is great. You know, have that FIFO feeling, but I just didn't get that. I didn't get that feeling after listening to this.
I'm not surprised that B didn't like it. I'm a little bit surprised that Ken didn't like it. A little bit though. But I'm really not surprised at all that B didn't like it. But I always know Vince from the Earl track. So I always, just anytime his name comes up, for some reason, I always associate him with that verse. I'm like, Vince is real. I always think about him like that. So when I was listening to this project, I was expecting something a lot darker. And when Ramona Park Legend started up, then I was like, okay, this is interesting, the way this intro's coming in. Then it went to Lift Me Up, and I was like, oh, I'm not gonna like this project. I was like, this song is not good at all. But then it got to North North, and I was like, damn, this shit. All right, here we go. You know, I like the way he rhymed on that track, and I like that hook a lot. I ain't never rapped in nothing but Police. I like that. Birds and Bees was really dope. And I'll tell you why, because that was when I started to notice that he was talking a lot about the streets. But what's interesting about Vince Staples is he's not your typical boring street rapper. Like, he's not just talking about, you know, oh, I'm running around shooting this, I'm shooting that. Like, he's really just describing the facts of life. And I appreciate that. Like, he's just giving descriptions of what's going on. He's not glorifying anything. He's just talking about, like, real life, where he grows up. So, like, okay, that's cool. Loka, I did not like at all.
That was awful.
But now, let me know. Y'all tripping. The way they did that track, I thought was dope as shit. The way their verses are synced up perfectly and the way the beat carries it, I thought was incredible. And I'm not even typically a fan of that style, but that's why I was like, okay, this dude is really, really, really creative. And it just went up from there, in my opinion. Jump Off the Roof was dope as shit. And that song I thought was really deep. And I'm still trying to figure out, maybe you can help me. I'm still trying to figure out if that was a song from the perspective of, like, he's comparing his addiction to drugs with his obsession with this woman, or if he's describing both of them being addicted to drugs together. I still haven't figured that part out. But either way, if I've listened to a song 10, 12 times, and I still have not figured out exactly what it is, but I still know there's a central idea there that's deep,
and I think it's a great song. I liked the vast majority of this project. Only songs I did not like I said, I didn't like Loca, I didn't like Might Be Wrong, and I didn't like Hang and Bang. Those songs I feel like could be taken off, but that's it. The rest of the shit I thought was great. Summertime I thought was great. CNB I thought was really dope. But here's the thing, I think the reason that I found this project to be really interesting is I like how he used a large variety of sounds. And after listening to it two or three times, I started putting in my head that it's very similar to Because the Internet, in the way that he's using a lot of different types of hip hop and a lot of different types of styles, but it still comes together perfectly cohesive. I like the fact that he's young. I like the fact that he's doing something extremely creative and he's doing something artistic without being too artsy to put people off. I don't agree with B that, I mean, I know you weren't saying he was a whack rapper or nothing like that, but I think what he says is deep. I don't think everything has to be coded. And I don't think everything has to be overly complex as far as lyrics go. But I think that what he's saying is real, and I think the way he puts these lines together is really dope. I think the biggest draw to Vince Staples is not so much his lyrical content, it's the way he flows on these tracks.
Like I said, I don't think this is a bad project. I do think this is a good project. And I think that what I do like about this project is that it forces me to continue to listen to it to try to find what I'm missing, if anything. I may not be missing anything on this album. It may just be what it is. But yeah, I don't think Vince is a bad rapper. I like Vince. He's really an intelligent guy. And there's a purpose and a meaning behind this album and what he's trying to do.
And the biggest thing is that he incited a big emotional reaction out of me. And that's what art and music is supposed to do, and that's what he did. If you're watching Vince, man, you know, this is your debut project, and for me, by far, the best project that you've put to date. I feel like it was well thought out from beginning to end. It was clear and concise what you wanted to do. It was introspective. It really made me understand you a little bit more in Summertime 06, you know what I'm saying? And that's the thing that I love about artists and what they bring. Like, I want to know about you. You know what I'm saying? And you did that. So from here on out, man, like, you know, the bar has been raised because I didn't know where you were going to set it. But now it's relatively high for me. So, you know, I hope that you continue to put out great quality projects like this, man.
I think this is a good album in terms of what Vince was going for. You know, it's your debut album. You introduced yourself to the world. You told your story and the story of others. And I think that was great. You know, and I think if you were definitely going for an emotion or a reaction, you definitely, you know, pull that out of me with this project. The project started off really, really strong with Lift Me Up, North from North, Birds and the Bees. You know, I think I enjoyed the first half, disc one, more than I did the second half. There were songs on the second half that I did like, but I think overall the second half didn't really quite connect with me. The album definitely started off strong, but I think as it progressed and moved on, it kind of started to lose me. But again, the things that you're talking about, the things that you're addressing, the way that you're addressing, I think is really, really dope. And I would love to see, you know, what you continue to, you know, do after this with your next project. So keep up the good work, man.
Appreciate, you know, you being a young artist and touching on topics that you're touching on in this album, but just the music just didn't click with me that much. You know, you're a good MC, because I like Stolen Youth. I like that project from him, so. I mean, it's proven that Vince Staples do make projects that I do like. It's just with this album, I couldn't vibe with it. I don't know. It just didn't do nothing for me.
Projects like this make me more interested in what younger rappers are doing, and hoping that younger rappers are gonna keep making quality and interesting, different projects. Like, you don't sound like a stereotypical West Coast rapper. You don't sound like a stereotypical gangster rapper. I can't even really say who he sounds similar to. Like, I think he has his own style. I think that I really appreciate that. But yeah, man, I mean, even the songs on here that I didn't enjoy, they weren't bad tracks. I can't say that they're whack or anything. I liked other tracks so much more than those three or four that I didn't enjoy. So yeah, I really enjoyed this project. I like the fact that you're a younger rapper talking about things that are going up, you know, that are happening in your neighborhood, but you're not glorifying them. You're just being literally hood news. Right. Like, this is what's happening. So I appreciate it. I love it. And I'm really looking forward to whatever you do next. So good job.